Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans' tourism industry, which had been the backbone of the city's economy. The storm scattered hotel and restaurant workers and scared off visitors and conventions for months. The city has worked hard to get the word out that classic attractions like the French Quarter and the Garden District were largely undamaged. Now, tens of thousands of tourists are coming back to New Orleans, and they're veering off the beaten paths. They want to see hurricane damage and also pitch in with recovery efforts. As Eve Troh reports, some are calling the trend voluntourism.
Vali Elke is a librarian from Portland, Oregon. She's spending a week of paid vacation in New Orleans, but her days aren't exactly leisurely. She's helping take apart a house in New Orleans' 7th Ward, miles from downtown. She and a small team pull nails out of old cypress wood planks. They'll be used to rebuild another house.
It's very labor-intensive, but it feels really good. And if we have people who have the means to put their own resources toward a trip, take their own time, and do something that might actually have an impact instead of sitting next to a pool sipping margaritas, I think that's fabulous.
Elke's one of more than 100 people in a delegation from Oregon. They're staying in nice hotels and eating at the city's fine restaurants. Just the kind of visitors the city hoped and planned to bring back after Hurricane Katrina. But officials didn't plan that the city's recovery would become an attraction in itself. Thousands now add an extra day to their trips just to volunteer. Oregonian Patrick Eckert says the ethics of outsiders going into devastated neighborhoods can be tricky.
We were concerned about it seeming frivolous for us to come here, for local people to think, are you just coming down to gawk? Are you being entertained by our tragedy?
The house that Eckert and Elke are working on belongs to a church run by Pastor Bruce Davenport. He spent the morning educating the Oregon crew about his neighborhood. It sits next to an eerie expanse of abandoned red brick buildings in a former public housing complex. Davenport says voluntourism can bridge the gap between the economic need to attract tourists and the daily struggles of locals.
They're not doing this because they feel guilty. They're doing this because they know their civil duty is to help somebody. If you're going to just worry about the tourists and not have the community together, what good is the tourist going to do?
There's no central office coordinating voluntourism. It's mostly handled through church groups, convention planners, and national nonprofits like Mercy Corps and Habitat for Humanity. So it's hard to gauge the impact. Nancy Trosclair runs a tourism company called Destination New Orleans that caters to business travelers. She says it's a lot of work to set up the projects, and it's not free.
Even if it's just planting a garden in our city park, they have to have gloves, they have to have rakes and shovels and trash bags. I have to have lunch and soft drinks and Gatorade waiting for them. They have to be able to invest in themselves to be able to do the project.
It's not uncommon for disaster sites to become tourist attractions, but the hands-on aspect sets Katrina apart. Tourism historian Mark Souther points to 9/11 and the millions of people who converged on Ground Zero. He says Katrina's had the opposite effect on New Orleans.
It tends to scatter visitors across the city, and everyone can have his or her own personal experience or path through the city.
Souther says in the long term, some type of museum or memorial may serve as a central place to remember Katrina. But for now, tourists will continue to don hard hats, face masks, and work gloves to experience the damage of the storm firsthand. For NPR News, I'm Eve Troh in New Orleans.